Today's episode is super.
We're the Justice Society of America. We can't quit.
And it's time for a vacation.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, August 10th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Apple TV Plus has announced a series order for Bad Monkey, a new 10-episode drama from Ted Lasso executive producer Bill Lawrence and executive producer Vince Vaughn. In addition to executive producing, Vaughn will also star in the series, which is based on the 2013 novel of the same name. According to a new release, Bad Monkey tells the story of Andrew Yancey, played by Vaughn, a one-time detective demoted to restaurant inspector in southern Florida. A severed arm found by a tourist out fishing pulls Yancey into the world of greed and corruption that decimates the land and environment in both Florida and the Bahamas. And yes, there's a monkey. Acclaimed actor Elliot Page will be honored for his work on behalf of the LGBTQIA+ community at this year's Outfest Los Angeles Film Festival. Page, who's known for his acting roles in Juno, The Umbrella Academy, Hard Candy, and Inception, will receive the Outfest Annual Achievement Award on August 22nd, the closing night of the LGBTQ Festival. Bill Hader is ready to make another hit, man. Season 3 of his HBO dark comedy Barry is finally in production, as confirmed by a photo that the network shared of Hader and his fellow Emmy-winning Barry star Henry Winkler. Hader, who won consecutive Emmys for his performance as hitman-turned-actor-turned-still-a-hitman Barry Berkman, previously revealed that the third season was a week away from shooting when the COVID-19 pandemic originally forced the world into lockdown. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. All right, let's hit the court with today's number three pick, the new Netflix docuseries, Untold. From the creators of Wild Wild Country, this five-part series brings fresh eyes to stories from the wide world of sports, delving deep into what happened beyond the headlines as told by those who lived it. Episodes will explore Caitlyn Jenner's journey to Olympic gold, boxer Christy Martin's fight for her life outside the ring, a misfit band of hockey players taking orders from the teenage son of an alleged mob boss, and more. Even if you're not a sports fan, you might find something to pull you in. Here's a preview.
I spent my entire life hiding.
I didn't want people to know me and know who I was.
Daddy bought his son his own hockey team.
I'm the president of the Danbury Trashers and I'm 17 years old.
He had the backing of organized crime.
She is the professional boxer. He is the trainer.
He's controlling everything.
Inside that ring, you own my territory.
I'm about to play the greatest player of all time. And then all of a sudden, the whole weight of the stress just came flooding in. Boom. It turned out there was something bigger going on underneath.
In a game-changing move by Netflix, Untold episodes will be released, wait for it, weekly. The first entry deals with the famous Malice at the Palace brawl between the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons in 2004, a moment the NBA would rather forget, but one the players, coaches, referees, and fans who lived through it can't shake from their memories. You can stream that episode of Untold on Netflix right now.
Number two.
Now, lock your doors and turn on all the lights, because we're going full horror with our number two pick, DC's Stargirl. Wait, what? Well, as it happens, the CW's bright and sunny superhero series is taking a major left turn in tone for season two with the arrival of a new villain, the dark entity Eclipso, who is downright terrifying. If season one was a dream come true for Courtney as she became Stargirl, this season is her nightmare. Here's Breck Basinger, who plays Courtney, on how creator Geoff Johns made the season so scary and why the nightmare was also a dream come true for her.
I love horror. Like, growing up, that was always my favorite. My dad and I would go get a different Goosebumps episode every Friday night to watch together. So I was very open and excited about the idea of it. And then also, I was really curious to see how Geoff was going to go about it, because I knew his inspirations for season one were more like 80s coming of age, Karate Kid, and I feel like he did such a good job having that tone throughout the first season. So I was really curious how he was going to take a superhero show and put those horror elements throughout it, and it shocked me as well how he was able to do it.
Of course, it's not all horror this time around. The season kicks off with Pat suggesting the family take a vacation after seeing that Courtney has been spending too much time focused on being Stargirl and not enough time on her schoolwork. Here's a preview.
The ISA are done. I've beat Grundy. And Cindy Berman probably got crushed when the dish caved in.
The others could...
What others, Court? Dragon King is dead. Tigress and Sportsmaster, they're locked up.
We're the Justice Society of America. We can't quit. I've got a responsibility as Stargirl to stay vigilant.
You got a responsibility at school.
I think you're looking for trouble, Court.
You have to decide if putting on that mask is worth messing up everything else in your life.
Being a superhero doesn't mean that the rest of your life takes a back seat. It's about finding a balance.
That classic superhero dilemma. Season 2 of DC Stargirl begins tonight at 8 on the CW.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Before she became Stargirl, Breck Basinger starred on Nickelodeon's TV adaptation of what beloved 2000s comedy? School of Rock, Josie and the Pussycats, or Bring It On? Stick around for the answer. And our number one pick, What to Watch, will be right back.
Oh, so.
Knowing the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. The L Word Generation Q just kicked off its second season this past weekend. Episodes are new every Sunday at 10 on Showtime. Star Jennifer Beals recently spoke to EW's Alamin Johannes and answered the question, what you watching?
Always Ted Lasso. It's like my happy place. During, you know, the lockdown, you know, in deep misery when I'm working and I'm away from my family, and it was Ted Lasso and Schitt's Creek. Like the chaos and the joy all mixed together. And what I love about Ted Lasso is it's incredibly positive without being Pollyannish. And I have to admit that I got sent, you know, like a little postcard of the team. And I now secretly wish that I had the Believe sign that I would love to put up. And I just realized, you know, you can make your own Believe sign. It's okay. You can actually just get out your own marker and put Believe on a piece of paper and put it above the door.
I do believe she made two great picks right there. Guaranteed laughs. Ted Lasso is in its second season right now with new episodes every Friday on Apple TV+. And you can watch all six seasons of Schitt's Creek on Netflix. And now your reservation is confirmed for our number one pick, Fantasy Island. Fox has brought back the iconic drama series, again, about a luxury resort where guest fantasies are fulfilled, though rarely as expected. Rosalind Sanchez plays Elena Rourke, steward of the mysterious island and a descendant of Ricardo Montalban's Mr. Rourke from the original series. Assisting her is Ruby, a young woman who arrives on Fantasy Island with a terminal illness and is given a new lease on life there. Each week brings a new set of guests and fantasies. The premiere stars Bellamy Young as a local morning show host who just wants to eat but realizes she's hungry for much more than food. Here's a preview.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Sweet desire that you can't deny.
So the island is magic.
I transform people's lives, almost always for the better.
I'm you!
I'm you!
She face-offed us!
This isn't face-off, she freaking frauded us! Can't get
enough. Every guest thinks they can live out a beautiful dream. It's never that simple.
I know when you're not telling me the truth.
Let the adventure begin.
Why did you bring me here?
Please know, I don't get any pleasure from this. Okay, maybe just a little bit.
Well, hopefully you'll get more than a little bit out of Fantasy Island. The series premieres at 9 p.m. tonight on Fox. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Before Stargirl, Breck Basinger starred on Nickelodeon's TV adaptation of what beloved 2000s comedy? School of Rock, Josie and the Pussycats, or Bring It On? Well, this should be music to your ears if you guessed right. The answer is School of Rock. The show was based on the 2003 Jack Black comedy and ran on Nickelodeon from 2016 to 2018. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.